The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop, and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Oh, your mic. Check. Oh, there it is.
I thought there was something loose. Check.
Is it that wire?
I think it is the wire. Check.
No, it's good now.
But I'm not gonna touch it there. Yeah. Okay. That's good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. I was gonna say we're sitting here, I'm here in Phoenix, we're getting ready to go to LST. And by the time this video comes out, it has been a very cold, rainy weekend. This is the down year.
Yeah, but last year was good. The year before that was real bad.
Was it? No. We had the coldest year was 22. And then 23 wasn't bad. 23
that's
was
right.
Nice.
Joe didn't go in 23 because he was going through his stuff. Then Joe went back in 2024.
Yep.
And then he's not going. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So 22.
So we've had two good years.
So now it's really going to stick it to us. They're like, hey, we gave you two good years in a row. Oh, man. We're really going to stick it to you. The highs, you need to maybe wipe your hat off there. It's a little. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Thanks. Good looking out.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get my hats and put them in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. You haven't done that.
I have a list.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm tired.
Yeah. I know we still got a ways
to go.
We
always do this.
Yeah. It's okay. But the high is this weekend at LST is in the 40s. It's going to be rough. And like I said, by the time this comes out, we'll be on the way back from LST. So hopefully it was semi-successful. I'm trying to... Man, Lonnie's going to listen to this and he's like...
I don't think Lonnie listens to this.
Yeah. Well then in that case...
I know. I think Radar does.
I'm really trying to like, okay, what are we looking forward to here? I'm looking forward to Stuart's thing. That's going to be fun Friday. Yep. He's hosting like a little pre-party thing at some restaurant or something.
So you know how the funny thing about that. So Stuart hit me up and he's like, hey, this is my idea. What do you think? And I'm like, cool. He goes, I need you to put some logos on it. He goes, ask Trey Five if he wants to be a part of it. So I was like, cool. So I put all the logos on it and then I sent it to him to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, cool. And then I made a different one and I put the official LST street truck burnout competition. And I said, show this to Lonnie.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I'm on the phone with him right now. I'm sending it to him.
That's hilarious.
And it's so funny. And Lonnie was, I don't know if he was amused or not, but the funny part is, I was talking to Chupas the next day. And I was like, hey, this is going on Friday night. And I sent him that one. And I was like, no, quickly deleted it. And I was like, this is the one.
Because
imagine if Chupas was like, yeah, we're going to this on Friday night. And it said,
oh my gosh.
So I had to put it in the trash. I was like,
yeah, just you had to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Because as everybody knows, last year we got a little rowdy. There was a whole thing, LST in limbo, but LST is back and we're going to be on our way. But yeah, I mean, here we are again. This is our 10th year going. Well, no, you've gone before. This is my 10th year going.
I only went
sans.
I don't know if I've ever gone with. I've only went one time without you there, but I didn't do a booth or anything.
Right. Yeah. Because you took Joey's truck and the airbag trailer. Yeah. That was in 14, 13 or 14, something like
14,
that.
14, because I think it comes up on my memories on Facebook. Like I had just left.
Yeah, so you went in 14. My first one was 15, but then we missed 16.
Yeah.
So we missed 16. So, you know, but basically it's 10 years. We've been going for 10 years now, which has been wild. It's been a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, there's been some years that really made us question going back.
Yeah.
And not because of anything else except that this is a business expenditure. Like, this is an expensive thing.
It is.
You know? Mm-hmm. We are probably one of the only brands that goes far a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if you look at KIK does, but they stay over there. Like, they don't come to the West
Coast. Yeah. They stay pretty like localized, but their localization is still like several states.
That's true.
But those states are all like kind of close together for us to kind of get anywhere. For me from SoCal, from you from here, from Phoenix, it's still a trip to get out there through several states, you know, their kind of locale is like, you know, Texas, Louisiana, the Midwest, those kind of places, you know.
Yeah.
But
it was 15 when I took the airbag trailer. Oh, no, that was 15 when I took Holly's truck with the airbag trailer with Jose's.
Mm-hmm.
14 when I took Joey's truck. Mm-hmm. I'm looking on Facebook right now for the people that aren't watching this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my memories.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride. I remember the first time we went, the weather wasn't that great that year either. It was kind of threatening rain, and it did rain a little bit, but it was not bad. You know what? At the end of the day, they all kind of been, I mean, besides the one year where it really, really rained when we ended up in CC's Pizza just eating our feelings.
Oh, my God.
That was a year it rained so hard, and it was just a total nightmare.
Well, it had rained all night Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then we got there, and it was just.
Yeah, because Friday and Saturday weren't too bad.
Yeah, because it was muddy. Uh-huh. So we had to go get the plywood.
Yeah.
And all that, built our fort and all that stuff. And then Saturday it rained at the end of the day, I think, or on and on.
It rained. Yeah, you're right. It rained that night. And then we came back and like, there was a bunch of puddles on top of the Easy Ups.
And we had to tear down in the rain.
Yeah. And then it just started going bananas and raining. And that's when we ended up soaking wet. We had to go to the mall and buy shoes and stuff. Like, that was wild. And that's when we ended up in CC's Pizza.
So
you, me, Angie, and Chupas just sitting there eating our feelings.
Oh my God. So the weather Thursday, the high is 42, partly cloudy, no rain. So the good thing is that Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, there's no rain, which means
it won't be muddy when we get
there.
It
won't be muddy.
Yeah.
Friday, high of 41. Saturday, high of 46, 70% chance of rain.
What time does the rain start? Does it tell you that?
Yeah. Let's see. Rain showers in the morning will evolve into more steady rain in the afternoon. So it looks like Saturday is going to be a bust.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then Sunday won't be rainy, but it'll be muddy.
Yeah. Sunday might be rainy.
But.
No, it won't be rainy.
Like, the thing, though, is here's kind of a saving grace. Sort of. We set up the booth on Thursday. So when it does rain, that area will be covered. So it won't be, because that was a problem one of the years we went, it had rained before we got there. So when we got there, it was already soaked.
But the problem with our booth is when it starts to rain, it starts to come in.
Yeah.
So we need to be prepared for that. And you have a bench, right? One of the folding benches. So you have two small tables. You're going to elevate your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use the benches and elevate mine.
Okay.
To get them off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Another kind of thing for me, PSU have always kind of had the same booth set up the whole time as tables with bodies with shirts on them. So there was a long time when I was like doing the rack thing where I had my racks and like multiple sizes on the rack. That was rough because if anything fell down, it was going to, at least this one, it's a little bit different. It's a little more contained.
And we can pull the tables in.
Yeah. Well, especially also we're building the fort.
Yes. We're going to have two 10 by 20s, a 10 by 20 behind that, and a 10 by 10 behind that.
Yeah. So it's going to be, I think, we'll see. I don't know. Like I said, when this comes out, you and me are going to be driving back. We're either going to be, I don't think we're going to be happy during this whole thing. We're either going to be content or miserable on the way home.
The one year that we went, when we first started doing this, and we basically from Van Horn to Fort Stockton, we didn't say a word. Remember?
That was when it got super rowdy.
Yeah. We were like, yeah, we're going. Yeah, we're doing this. Yeah. And then like it started to set in that. We had spent a bunch of money ordering shirts, getting all this stuff, paying for a hotel, paying for gas. And then we started to sink in that we're going to lose money this weekend.
Yeah.
Like we're not going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things are a great time and all that, but we have to make money.
Yeah.
We're not just taking a truck out here and cruising around. And then Monday we go back to work and make money.
Right.
Monday we come home and we're like,
yeah, That's what we've been saying lately is we have to sell shirts to make this whole thing work.
Yes.
So if you feel bad for us at LST, well, no, the LST is over by the time this comes out. So hopefully people came by and bought stuff anyway.
Yeah, and we'll have new drop shirts on the website too. We're going to do that. A pre-order for those.
Mm-hmm. Talls will be available.
Yep.
Yeah, because we have them right now for LST weekend, but I was telling people they'll be up on the website and we'll do like a whole order for talls and everything.
So yeah.
You can get all those goodies and that'll be good. It's going to be fine. I was like approaching this day. I was like kind of like, you know, kind of not looking forward to it. However, it is starting off well because when I got here, we got to cruise around in your truck.
Yes.
That was awesome.
How was it?
Oh, it was so cool. It's so cool to see. Well, first of all, you dropped your video a couple days ago. And so it's almost the, not the final installment, but sort of like the wrap up for that portion of the build, which was taking it from literally nothing, having Sean build the frame and get it a semblance of starting to look like a truck, and then taking it to Panda and then getting it more and then getting it to where it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, it's so, first of all, it was just crazy cruising around in it, just driving around. It was really cool.
So everyone's like, aren't you so happy? Aren't, cause I don't show emotion a lot. I'm just like, it's cool. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm not like,
which kind of throws people off. Cause people are people like, off. Everybody, cause everybody's so super excited.
I'm spending
for
the money on this.
That's true. They don't see that part.
They don't see that part. This shit ain't free, man. Like these dudes are hooking me up, but they're not hooking me up.
Yeah.
You know, like, so in the back of my head, that's in the back of my head, but you know, you got to spend money on this stuff anyways. Like it's all an investment in life, an investment in the brand, investment in the channel and all that. But like, even when Tanner would, like in the video, you see him, he takes it out for the first time, it's spitting and sputtering, brings it back in. We're trying to figure out why it was overheating. We're trying to figure out all this stuff. And then he got it to run basically perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like it runs.
Like, it runs really good.
Yeah. And it should. It's all stock. But I didn't go, let me drive it. Like,
yeah, I noticed that.
Right.
Because Tanner was driving it around, getting it going. Yeah. And then when Mike came over and helped you unload it and everything like that, like you said, I haven't even driven this thing yet.
I hadn't even ridden in it at that time.
Oh, really? Because it wasn't until the second time you took it back.
I had the Maverick at Tanner's house. I had to drive up here. I had to get the Titan in the trailer. I had to drive back down there, get the truck. I had to drive back up here to put the truck up. Then I had to drive back down there to drop it off.
And this is like an hour here. Each way,
it's 45 minutes each way.
Wow.
So like, jeez. Yeah. So it was a lot of just like boom, boom, boom. But then when I got back the next day, Tanner had adjusted the bed. He cut some stuff out from underneath it, got it mounted. And it was basically, I think he had to finish up a couple things. Then I had to run an errand. So when I got back is when you see Tanner pull up.
Oh, okay.
When you see him pull up and I get in the truck,
mm-hmm.
I had been gone from his house for like 2 hours and then I came back and I was like, oh, I guess I should write in it.
You're right.
And he goes, yeah. So I just, you know, hopped in it. And that's when we went around, saw the accident and Tanner.
Oh, that was hilarious.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. That was so funny.
And then we put it on the trailer the next or that night. Yeah. And I took it home and it's, and then Carl from No Regrets, Carl was out here. His parents live right here. So he was, I was like, hey, can you come help me, unload the trailer? And he's like, yeah. And then I just backed it off of the trailer. The whole house is open. Just like, you know, I leave my garage open. Like when we cruised right now, everything's, and I was like, hop in, let's go. And that was the first time I had driven it.
For the filming of the rollers?
No.
Oh, wait, no.
That was just unloading it off the trailer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was a few days later when we did the rollers.
Oh, okay.
But that unloading it off the trailer from Tanner's was the first time I drove it. And I
hopped. And you actually took it for like a cruise?
Yeah. Carl hopped in the truck and we just cruised it around.
Oh, and that's when he posted the Instagram
story.
That's when
he posted the Instagram story.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
So that's when it kind of was like, felt a little real. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not like this emotional. Like I'm not this person that should like.
Well, that's outwardly, but like inwardly.
Inwardly, totally fine.
Yeah.
But also my anxiety of just thinking it's going to fall apart.
That's true.
Like I just think that the wheel's going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. You know what I mean? But that truck was nothing.
That also freaks me out sometimes too when I'm driving my truck, because I'm like, this thing has been completely taken apart down. I mean, yours much farther than mine, but still, it's all been taken apart and put back together. I'm like, how do I know the steering's just not going to work? Yeah. It's just going to like,
yeah, it's going to go, and it's done, and the wheel's going to go that way, and the thing's going to fall off. The drive shaft's going to fall out.
Yeah.
But so slowly, like tonight, I was more confident when me and you cruised around. I got fourth gear. We were,
you're wrapping on it pretty good.
You know what I mean? Like, so, but that's, well, that's now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get more confident with it, drive it farther and farther and farther and farther.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So the next video will be the first event that that truck goes to will not be Forbidden Fantasy.
Oh, is you going to go to,
it'll be a local, little local, cars and coffee type thing.
Oh, okay. Not the reunion.
No, it actually, because if you don't bring your 4Runner out and we'd take that,
we're still working those details.
There'll be a cool mini truck in our booth.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, but then that's a whole nother thing. Like if we go to the, if we take it to the reunion, you have to drive the Titan or the Maverick with the stuff in it. And then, I would just follow with the Tacoma.
Yeah. So,
but I can't lock the truck. I don't have the keys to the doors. So I have to get all that worked out. The key to the ignition is not the key to the doors.
But I mean, you're just going to drive it to the show.
So yeah.
That's not really too big of a concern.
No, but we're going to stay the night down there.
Oh, that's
Friday night. We're going to stay the night.
But if it's laid out and nothing's in it, I don't think anybody's going to mess with it.
I don't think anyone's going to mess with it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I was going to ask, like, do you have, because it's been so long, is there a mental connection from the last time you really drove it yourself?
No, none.
Not one. And that's the thing. So, like, if you, like the 4Runner, because I can only talk from the 4Runner experience, but my time was only, like, a little bit of it getting built. But I had driven it a lot before, so it was definitely like an experience to drive it from basically a stock truck to this bag truck. So, but I remember vividly, you know, there wasn't that big of a time, but it's been so long that
it's been so long. Plus that truck went from, I bought it stock and then I just lowered it. And then we bagged the front and the back just on leaf springs. Then we four linked the back. Then I conventionally body dropped it. And in between all these periods, I was daily driving that truck.
Right.
Every time I was just daily driving it until I finally took it off the road to get it painted.
So that was the end. That's when
that was the end. So that was like, I don't even know when that was. That was like 2005.
Wow. It's literally 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So you don't really have a connection.
No. And it's driving. And it's not red anymore. It's not, it sounds different. Like everything's different about it. And plus right now, everything, for the amount of what that truck went through, the amount of rattles that it doesn't have is amazing.
That's true. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it did have some, you know,
it's got things like a little squeak here and a little weird sound here, but overall,
right,
I feel that that thing should just be falling
apart. Yeah, it just should be rattling completely apart. Yeah, no, it's surprisingly like tight.
Yeah.
It feels tight. Even as a passenger just riding in it, it feels pretty tight.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah, that was what I wanted to know, was just like, how did you feel about it? And you're just sort of like content with it right now, I guess you would say.
You know what I really enjoyed the most of, like, this whole thing was watching, like doing these things with Panda and watching him bring this thing to life. And then the same thing with Tanner. Like Tanner wanted, he got this thing in his garage and he's just like, well, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Like, but he just got in there and just, it really showed me that if you just do the job and you could get anything done, anything can happen. Like he's just like figure it out. You know, like me, one of the things I'm like, well, we're going to put a hood pop. Like, I don't know. And he just like we bought one off Amazon and he like mounted it underneath and it works completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so all of this is just showing me that there's nothing that with the right, asking the right questions, having the right person to do it, or just doing it yourself and figuring it out, like it could just happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think more like you said, like the having a person who knows what they're doing.
Yeah,
you know, because Tanner, I mean, it's also funny how you kind of exposed him on there as this guy who can like, you know, just kind of do anything.
Yeah.
You know, because, but he's always done that. Like, I mean, he's done that with so many vehicles. Like, he builds all those really, you know, really expensive, fancy Hogan built vehicles and stuff like that. But he's also like, he's got that, pre-runner truck, mm-hmm. you know, that it breaks and he just fixes it and, yeah. and keeps it going.
Yeah.
You know, all the stuff he's done to the Switch van, you know, even down to that intricate wall thing with the, you know, like, so, yeah. I mean, he's just got the, and I think it's not only like the skills, the mechanical skills to do it. It's the thought process of, like you were saying, just the right, like steps to yeah. go, you know what I mean? He just kind of knows those steps.
Yeah. yeah. Cause this is the whole thing was when I dropped it off at his house, I came home and he was just sending me links.
Mm-hmm.
Buy this, buy this, buy this, buy this. And I was like, buy. And I would just, it was just getting shipped to his house. So the entire joke of that whole thing, the Bezos.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
The, like, the, we were sitting there in the Amazon truck drove by and he goes, your parts truck's here.
Parts truck.
So, it, I mean, it, people were asking about the exhaust. And what I also realized, what I didn't do in this video was go over what we did do to the truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like, that. Not, yeah, it wasn't like, it, I could see why maybe you didn't, because maybe subconsciously it sounds boring, but it is a point.
So the next video,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a full. It's the basically that truck's going to get. Oh, go over to Pandas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some stuff on the rack and pinion because that's scaring me.
In what capacity?
So, it's basically drug on those on Tacomas. The rack and pinion,
mm-hmm.
it hangs low. So if you were to lay it fully flat, it would like rock on the right.
It
would
isn't it also like some sort of like subframe type deal?
It's just a cross member like oh. that holds it. And what happens is if you just don't do anything with that and you drag and drag and drag, it drags the bolts mm-hmm. that hold the rack and pinion up. So there's no bolts that are hold. There's bolts in there. But there's no heads to the bolts.
Wow.
And when we did the front, if you go back and watch the video, the front cross member, it's just a tube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the Hell's Gate one wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work, yeah. So we just did a tube. Well, now you go to jack the front of the truck up. There's no center point to jack the both wheels up at the same time.
Oh.
So I had to roll the jack underneath where the rack and pinion cross member is. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that and it went like this.
Oh, no.
And there's cracks in it. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Oh, we got to figure this out.
Yeah.
And because the proper way to do it is to Z the frame behind that rack and pinion to bring it up.
So sort of like a 89-95. Kind of yeah. the same
where,
thing.
Where I Z'd my frame, I Z'd the very front mm-hmm. horns. But that, I should have Z'd the back. But so now we got to figure that out. Got to figure out. I got some different seats. I want to say if they clean up enough, I'll throw them in there. If not, I'll just use these for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it.
So the biggest thing, and a lot of people have said this, is the exhaust.
Yeah.
Is it sounds so good. Yeah. It sounds it has like the way because you can explain like the technical how it's put together, but it sounds it sounds rowdy but not rowdy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's really weird, and it has this like really clean mellow. That's what it is. It's like a clean mellow tone.
Yeah,
it's not like a and it's not like you know how some exhaust can sound where it sounds kind of like. Man, I don't know how the way to describe it, but if you heard it, almost dirty.
Yeah, it sounds like it's got a little throaty to it instead of a like
that. Yeah, yours yeah, is more. Yeah. It sounds very strange, but it's the best way I can put it right now. It's like melodic. It's got like I said, it's got like a mildness to it.
Yeah,
but still spicy.
Yeah, the entire exhaust was bought on Amazon.
That's what you're saying. That's cool.
Yeah.
So it's and you're saying it's got two mufflers.
Yeah.
Everybody can hear me just with ice and water. Sorry, everybody. Brian's looking up on his computer right now telling me what kind of exhaust is on the truck.
I think it's this. It's called, oh, yeah. So it's got a glass pack on it.
Okay. And that's the mellow. That's the mellow sound is a glass pack. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then.
That's why, you know, that's funny because, like, that's some of my favorite mufflers are glass pack yeah, mufflers.
And then it's just got this universal exhaust muffler.
So then why two? Why two mufflers?
To keep it quiet.
Okay. So which one comes first, the glass pack or
glass
this one?
Glass pack.
Okay. And then this is the secondary muffler.
Quiets it down, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. $50, man.
That's crazy.
And we even bought the exhaust kit on this, so all the tubing.
Okay, so like it just came as a bunch of pieces that you guys were able to piece together.
These right here, these V-bands.
Okay.
So those connect everything.
Yeah, this one of my favorite things about it is the exhaust, how it sounds, and also how it looks. It's super clean, yep. How it comes up over the axle, and then how it's dumped. It's almost like it would have been like fine if it would stay. It would have stayed like straight. That's what you have. Just that. Yeah, and it's so a bunch of U's and bends and the Bezos build.
Yeah, the Bezos build.
I like
so,
it.
So yeah, it's just and we wanted to take it all the way to the back because a lot of people will just dump it right behind the cab.
Yeah.
But I wanted this thing. He wanted this thing and I wanted this thing to be as like user friendly, you know what I mean? Like and quiet it when it's idling and all.
And that probably helps with the tone too, if having a complete exhaust.
Yeah.
Yeah, that because a lot of the times when it's chopped off right behind the cat, like at the muffler, that also tends to get a little like, and the best way to describe that kind of exhaust is dirty. It just sounds dirty.
Yeah.
You know, but this one sounds smooth.
It sounds like it's going to be really fast.
Yeah, that's what you said. And it's not. And it's not. Stock.
It's a stock. But it feels a little fast. Like, you know what I mean? You get in it and you just hit the gas and it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty responsive.
Yeah.
For a completely stock motor, it's pretty responsive. But then again, like I'm used to driving the 4Runner, it's a 3.0, just
can't get that's out of the same way. Motor they built up until 2004 in those trucks. So mm-hmm. I mean, really, that motor and stuff is technically the same age and as the Titan.
Oh yeah,
so that it's like not this old truck. Like it mm-hmm. feels like an older truck than it is because of the condition that it's in.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, and also it feels like an older. It feels because like you know you kind of mentioned that like. You know, you kind of tone down the, like, you kind of tone down about what it is because it is still a newer truck. It's still a stock motor, but it still has the feel of something as if it was like a hot rod being built because you, like, again, and we keep on beating this point, but it was just a pile of nothing. It was a pile of parts that turned into a running, driving truck, you know? And it also has heat and AC, which was cool. I saw the AC pump. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The AC doesn't work yet, but the heater does work.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to, there's a line sitting in a bag over there that I need to get the AC done on. But yeah, that's what I wanted to be able to get in this truck and drive it, go meet up with Ben, go meet up with mm-hmm. these guys. Like that's that truck.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be comfortable to drive. No excuses.
So that's a really good segue into the next thing. Because I remember... Specifically, you were talking about getting the Hell's Gate front end because you wanted to be able to drive it and without any worries, but it does kind of rub in the front.
So, yeah, there's definitely rubbing. And that's the wheels, mm-hmm. the offset of the wheels. So there, you just I have to find out the limitations.
Right.
If I'm cranking it all the way over, it's hitting one of the shock bolts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to see. I need to just make some fine tuning adjustments.
The reason I say that is like I didn't know if that. Deterred you once you start driving, you're like, oh, this is exactly what I didn't want to do.
No, because that happens in the Maverick. Mm-hmm. I pull out of my driveway and the whole back left tire just eats into the fender well. So I don't mind that. What I don't want is I don't want to crush the fender.
I see.
So, and that it lifts up so fast now it lifts high enough because before I would have to struggle to get that thing above.
Because the way you're using all the stock pieces in the front, the stock arms and everything. And that happens a lot. Like, about his name, the new Texas guy who ended up with Murph's old Toyota.
Murph had a Toyota?
Yeah, Murph had the orange and...
Oh, you're talking about... Okay, yeah.
So that truck takes a lot of pressure.
Well, that truck is full custom too.
Oh, the front end is?
So that, that truck, the bags are inboard from the frame. They're inside mm-hmm. the frame rails. And
that's what it was.
The reason it takes, because it's on 22s.
You're right.
So it needs a lot of pressure to clear the 22s. So, and it needs to be right on that pivot, you know, this pivot point here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my thing is I want to be able to like, I got to go in that driveway right there into this restaurant or into this store. I can just like click, boonk.
Yeah.
And go in.
Yeah.
You know, so right now, if I crank it all the way, I just can't crank it. I got to just get used to not being able to like, you know, just plan my routes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now getting in and out of my garage kind of sucks because I'm cranking it all the way. But once I'm out, you don't have to, I never have to crank.
Well, your garage is kind of unique because you have to like come in and at an angle.
But like, so I just have to figure out my limitations on steering and height and
Same thing with mine. Like, I have to be mindful when I'm pulling into driveway, just air it up a little bit in the front. Make sure it doesn't, because mine does hit the fender sometimes, but mine also hits the shock bolt too on the inside. And again, I just kind of know. But then it kinda, sometimes you'll forget, and you'll turn, it's all, you're like, ah.
Yeah. There's a wear down the wheel.
I do.
It's already.
It's already. when you handed me the piece, I'm like, what is this? Oh my God.
There's more pieces. They just look out there, and they're just all out
They're just hanging. That's funny, man. That's wild.
Yeah.
It is so cool to see it, though. It's so cool to cruise around in it. I was happy. It was really cool. Like, and what's weird is like, I don't have any like attachment to that truck either. I don't remember. I'd never ridden in it before tonight, you know? So like, it wasn't the only thing I remember of that truck is like way back Rezzo, like 2003 or something like that. When it was at Lake Dolores, that's the only time I remember it, you know, running around. And then one time seeing it in your garage, I think it was in the middle of the body drop.
Yeah.
Seeing it one time, but yeah. Yeah, it's super cool though. It's fun. Oh, one other thing from the video that I just kind of chuckled a little bit was you get it here, you get the guys over here to help put the bed on, and the truck is like aired up like this, and then you go put the bed on, and it goes because the bed's a little heavy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It just reminded me exactly how freaking heavy that bed is.
Yeah,
the truck is all
yeah. Yeah, right. When we took the bed off of the 91 the other day at Pandas, I was like, "This is so light."
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not.
It's so light. Like,
probably a stock Tacoma bed is just as light without all the stuff in it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, man, super, super stoked. But like you were saying, this is that video was sort of just the wrap up of this phase of the build.
Yeah.
Still got a lot to do. Still got a long way to go.
The next phase will be a lot of details,
mm-hmm.
you know? Finding little, you know, I've already found a bunch of little parts for it. There's a lot of the screws and bolts in the engine compartment. There's some that I saw that are rusty, so I'm going to take them out and like wire wheel them and mm-hmm. or get new ones or whatever, and just kind of, you know, like, it's not a show truck, but I also, if I pop the hood for someone, I don't want two rusty bolts,
right?
You know, like, I want it, they don't have to be chrome, they don't have to be fancy, they just have to be clean.
It's kind of interesting because you're like taking on the mentality that you've like kind of developed over the last few years with your Titan, because like we were just talking about it earlier, I was supposed to bring my Titan out because I didn't want to drive the Tundra, ended up driving the Tundra because I just neglect the Titan, and it's just, I mean, it's roadworthy, it's fine, but it's just not tight. And you over the last few years have made it such a mission to like keep your Titan like crisp and tight, and when something breaks, you fix it, you don't mess around. And I think that kind of like mentality that you've developed over the past couple of years now will make this truck even better.
Yeah, I want things to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get in and make an excuse for something not to work.
Right.
I want the air conditioning to work. If it doesn't work, I want to figure out why it's not working and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just kick the can down the road type thing.
Now imagine imagine it didn't play out like this and you had it this whole time. It might have not been the same truck it is now, because you didn't have that mentality back then.
No.
You know, you would have been fine with it being kind of like, eh.
You want to hear a funny story?
Of course.
In the video, go back and watch it. I did not have a center cap on the back wheel. And I got home and I'm like, I did all these rolling shots and I forgot to put the center cap on the back wheel. Frank is going to talk so much crap.
You want to know something funny? I was like, man, those wheels make it look like it doesn't have center caps. It didn't have a center cap.
In the back only.
I know. Yeah. That's the one I saw it in the video. And I just thought it was the way that the wheels.
But if you look at the picture of it on the thumbnail, I took the front one and put it on the back.
Oh, you did? That's funny. Yeah.
And then I went and put it on there.
Yeah.
Because I had taken it off because I was going to modify this, modify it, but it didn't end up happening.
Yeah. That's cool, man. So cool. I'm looking at this rendering you got of it. Looks nothing like that.
I know.
Look, Brian has had this rendering of his truck for a long, long time. And it's on like a different set of wheels. It's all white. The grill is white. It's got a roof rack on it.
It's also got the 04 front end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's not the
not the 97 front end. That's not a 4Runner front end.
That's the newer front end.
Yeah.
Because was that your plan before, was to do newer front end?
Yeah. I was going to change the front end. And then
it's white though. Well, ish.
Yeah.
Grayish. Yeah. Whitish.
I wanted a silver truck and I wanted it super, like really Euro.
Yeah.
Like I'm taking that truck to that Kyusha Club Cars and Coffee.
That's cool.
You know, like,
yeah.
I'm just going to roll up, lay it out.
Well, one of your original plans was to have it on a wider set of like Euro style wheels.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to those wheels? You just got rid of them?
I sold them to a guy that used to be in the club. He still has them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We talk every once in a while. He's like, I still have those wheels.
You're like, I don't want them now.
Maybe.
Oh, wouldn't they be a little too wide?
Not for this.
Oh. Oh, for something else.
For something else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, man. Looking forward to it. So now you're on to the 91, and that's coming along. I'm looking forward to that next video.
Yeah.
Do you have another video lined up for that?
Not yet, but I've been down there filming, so it's got some back suspension stuff happening. Nice. Fuel tank being moved. It's got it's so funny because Panda watching. I'm watching him, the thought process on this truck, and Brandon that works down there from Extreme Lows part time pretty much. He's been doing a lot of work on it too. Why Panda works on other stuff, but Panda's going to come in and he's trying to figure out how to body drop that thing in a economical way. But also obviously a functional way. So watching his brain, like trying to,
So what, if it was the non-economical way, what would he do? Just build I don't understand. Like,
so if there was like no budget, then
would it be just mandrel built?
Oh yeah. He does all, but since we're kind of on like this budget, also like time thing, also just showing people that you can do certain things differently. You know, we're just talking about doing an old school where he's like run a secondary frame rail and then weld that in and then take the other frame rail and cut it off.
And just nip the top off or the bottom? Okay.
We'll see. Yeah. He's like, I don't want to take the cab off now. And he's like, we're going to have to take the cab off. And he's like, I don't want to, we're going to have to do this. So it's just one of those things.
Where it's an interesting process for it to go through.
Yeah.
I kind of got that vibe in the very first video when he was looking at it and kind of formulating a plan in his head. I could tell that like some things were going to be challenging on it.
Well, he keeps going, oh, this is going to be super easy. And then he's like, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even in that first video, you got that vibe.
Yeah. So I think he wants it to be easy. But when he realizes that it's not, then he goes, oh. Dang it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm there, I'm just like, just do it. Just whatever. You know, if it's an extra X amount of dollars, doesn't matter. Like it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. I'm excited for it. You also dropped the Dino's video.
Yep.
That's brand new, which was a ton of fun. The best probably intro. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like I don't know when he came up with that, but it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was so perfect. My two favorite parts are that, the beginning, and the end when Chupas is just kind of walking away. And it almost as if it kind of messes with your mind because it's almost as if he's been talking to no one all day. You know what I mean?
Oh, that
thing that when little, he's like kind of like still talking forward.
Oh, yeah.
He did at the end though, kind of like
you look at there.
But had he just kept looking forward and talking, it would have like almost, it's very, what's the dude who just passed away? Filmmaker, Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
It's very that
like Twilight Zone esque.
Yeah. Where it's like, wait, this guy's been talking. There's been no camera.
This guy's been talking. He's just talking to whoever.
Yeah.
That's fine. And they didn't plan that.
No, I know. They didn't plan anything.
Nothing.
That's what I don't know if people understood that or know that, but yeah.
Yeah, because we had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
The plan did not work out.
No.
Middle of the day, Friday. So midday Friday, Mike comes up to me. He goes, this is not working.
Mm-hmm.
We had if anyone's familiar with the Are You Garbage podcast, we took a bunch of questions from that podcast and we were like, let's ask people, are you garbage questions?
Mm-hmm.
And it works on that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It was not flowing.
I think, because I was thinking about it. Like, it works on that podcast because it's the premise of that show.
The guest is there to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason I think it works so well with the taco toppings and the cereal, because it's a simple question, but you can also put some thought into it.
Yeah.
Because like, oh, what's your favorite cereal? I don't know, Wheaties. Like, it could be that, or it could be like, well, I don't know. Well, you know what? I really like. So like, it's kind of like a simple to the point thing, but open for more discussion. I think it was just maybe a little too complicated. I don't know. But
it was because there was a bunch of, he did some. I have them.
Oh, you have them?
Yeah.
Are any of them like pretty good or?
Yeah, there's. I could have made it good. Yeah. I could have made it good. Like, you know, one of the questions was, do you know anyone that's ever been hit by a car?
Mm-hmm.
And like the one dude was like he said something and it was funny, but I had to, and I was like, yeah, it's not working. So I'm glad Mike came and said, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, just
do something,
figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, do whatever you want to do. And then him and Chupas just left and then came back and were showing us the footage. Yeah, and we were, I was like, oh,
it was such a good
and
day.
I didn't want to drop those videos back to back either, but I had to.
Oh, why?
Because I didn't want the Tacoma video to wait. Or I didn't want either of those to wait any longer. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I just need to drop these, whatever, back to back. It is what it is. So.
Yeah. No, it was cool. It was actually surprising because I was like, oh, Dino's video, cool. Oh, shit, Tacoma video.
Yeah. And they're both very different. So yeah. That's another thing. It wasn't like two show videos
right.
back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's like, you probably feel this way too. Like, Forbidden's coming up.
Dude, I know. Like, I was just talking to Angie. I'm like, maybe, I even had the thought, okay, for everybody listening, like I'm in a you position kind of. Like, I'm kind of bored. I'm kind of like, it's become such a chore to do these things.
You're trying to figure out where you're at.
I'm trying to like make it fun again, you know, be excited to edit these videos and make them, which I'm in a rut. You know, I was even like, one thought that I had, I sat down with Angie and we kind of talked about it a little bit, not like some huge discussion, just like as we were sitting having coffee, you know? And I was like, maybe I should just do a hard reset and just start with this year. And I said, but then she's like, well, you know, even if the Forbidden video dropped a week before the show, that'll be good. And I'm like, yeah, that's possible. I can do that. So I don't know. I'm in the same way.
Yeah. It's hard, man.
I know it's super hard.
The hard reset I did has taken me how many years to figure out?
No, I know. Yeah, I know.
And I still don't know I still don't know. Mm-hmm. I have this great grand idea and the Tacoma worked out really good. Mm-hmm. But that's a personal passion project. The Toyota's not like these next ones are not passion projects. Right. So I'm wondering how that's going to come across. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you just got to figure out like what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And like, even if it's at LST, and that's what sucks is now we're going into LST and it's like the weather's going to be crappy. So you don't.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
you can't.
I was telling you earlier, I probably will for those listening. Like, it'll probably be like a little bit of I don't want to say cop out, but a different thing. Like, well, I'm just going to do a best of the last 10 years kind of
Why
thing.
Why not?
Because a lot of great stuff has happened and, you know, I want to relive those moments. I think it's good. It'll be a little bit easier to put together. You know, I'm still going to do obviously some footage, some, cause we're going to be doing cool stuff anyway. So,
yeah. And it's also fun to just hang out in the booth sometimes.
It is.
And
yeah.
People drive by our booth. You mm-hmm. can make 30 reels out of people driving by. You can make 100 reels about people driving by our booth.
Yeah.
You know, like that could be your thing. It's like, I
did it. Like, I had got the pocket last year at this time and LST was the first show. But I was still kind of like getting in the feel of using it. I'm a little bit, I wouldn't say better, but I'm a little more familiar with it now. So I've got a little bit better approach, you know? So.
And just doing those short reels too, where it's just like,
those are a lot of fun for
truck
me.
And doing some cool music.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. If it's fun.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yep.
Don't listen to me. Don't listen to anyone else. Be like, oh, you got to do this. You know what I mean? Like, it's like just figure, like just, cause I think too, what happens to me is I think I have to do certain things, mm-hmm. but I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. There are no rules.
There are no rules. Mm-hmm. But then I sit and like, listen to what people say and hear and that you should do this. And I'm like, should I? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea. My next challenge is like making a Tacoma video where there's no
big thing.
There's no big thing.
Yeah.
Even when I get it painted, it's not going to be a big thing because it's going to be white.
Right.
And it's already white.
Yeah.
So there's no,
I know.
Like,
cause yeah. Cause right, I was looking at it. Well, like, it looks pretty painted already.
And here's new. They're going to go.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. And then I'm thinking, should I paint it a different color and just surprise everybody?
Oh, that'd be good.
It would be good, but I don't want to.
Yeah, I know.
I want
to
be white.
Because it looks super clean white. It's got a good look to it.
Have I mentioned what color the interior is going?
No.
So maybe that'll be a good surprise.
That would be a good surprise. Because you already kind of set the tone for that with the valve cover.
Yeah.
Because like I really like that aspect of it. Like, because it was so simple. It's just a valve cover.
Yeah.
But you're like, what color is it? Yeah. And then people are guessing colors. I think I guessed, I don't know what I guessed. I think I guessed gray. I don't know, but I was wrong. It's red.
Wrinkle red.
Wrinkle red.
And it looks super cool.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. It really sets off because you have that kind of like polished intake.
Yep.
Which was really cool. Like that's another really cool part of that motor is the intake.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why he did it like that? Just so it would all fit or?
I just think it looks cool.
It looks really cool.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, because you could just come off, doom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or whatever, but that curve, I just think it's just, I think honestly, he just did it to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost has like a kind of turbo-y kind of feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it does. I could put a turbo on it.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
I have one sitting in the garage.
Is that the one that the Asian people gave you? Did you? You actually made a video of that.
I made a video a long time ago.
That's right.
And it was the OBS, introducing the OBS.
That's right.
And it was when I went to Scraping the Coast by myself. And yeah, the OBS and the, is that one? I don't know. I told the whole story about the Tacoma and all that, but yeah, that'll be my next challenge, is like making a video where there's no,
big thing.
Yeah. But there's a thing for, there's a description.
I don't know.
Story. There's the
grand reveal. Yeah. I don't know. The,
my brain's not working right now.
Yeah.
15 more minutes and then.
Oh, we have 45. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
10 o'clock. I only have to do a few more things.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah.
To me, the hard part is always like the loading the trailer. That's always the hard part.
It is.
In my opinion, you know, because we're always, even though we got to figure it out now, and we don't have Lindsay with us this year. Joe's not coming with us, so we're a little lighter. That's going to be interesting. This is our first year, just you and me going, because it's always been, you know, either Joe and Lindsay, and then when Joe wasn't there, Lindsay still went. Mm-hmm. You know, Angie would come out. You know, Chubis is going to be there. Yeah. But like, it is going to be a little bit different with just you and me.
Yeah. It's a good year for you not to make a video, because you'll just be chilling at the booth.
I think so. There's going to be content. There's going to be something. Something is going to happen. I just don't know what it is at this point.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we always freaking do. Looking forward to seeing the club out there. A few of the Dallas guys are coming, right?
Yeah. And I think we're going to Jacob's Saturday night for food.
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked for that.
Me too. You always be sharing that crap on Instagram. And I'm just like, that looks so good.
Yeah.
Now?
He's quite the cook.
He is. Well, we'll see.
Oh, well, we don't know.
We don't know. Those could be Google images.
He's just using stock photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked for that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Did you vlog on the way out here or just this right
just
here?
Just this was when this? I started, yeah. Yeah, it was the trip out here was pretty chill. Like I said, I was supposed to bring the Titan, ended up bringing the Tundra. I got my pussy popped earlier today, so it was nice.
I didn't know what
nice...
you were talking about when you said that.
Oh, really?
Time. I was like, what's he talking about? And I go, I was like, what is he? I don't know. There were two things you said today, and I was like, I don't know what Frank's talking about.
Well,
just
I know.
Get out here.
Just like, I don't care. Just be here. I don't care who's popping what on you.
Yeah.
No, but I went to the chiropractor, had a massage, and had an adjustment. So it was kind of nice to have a like, little smooth ride, you know?
Yeah, not the Titan. You're like,
but it did take me quite a long time to get out here. I didn't realize it until I got here and you told me. But yeah, but I was like stopping and kind of just chilling, you know, whatever.
Because I threw everything out of my garage and I was just like getting ready. And I was like, he's going to be here any second. And I'm
all, just sitting out there in the
I was like, I'm going inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it worked out okay. We're going to be leaving. We're going to try to bust this out all day tomorrow. We're trying to leave at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
That's not going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's 10.
It was 10. Hey, last year,
it was. And I didn't go to sleep till 1 last year.
Right. Yeah. And then we still got up. But that was a little bit different because we were kind of held to Joe and Morgan because we told them we were going to do it.
Now we don't
get it. No one's holding us back.
And we could lie and say we did. We left at 3 in the morning and it'll be 6 in the morning driving through Tucson.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We just need to get to as close as to the show as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like not Fort Stockton.
No, I want, yeah, definitely closer
like,
than that.
Yeah, if we can get to like
maybe what's that place that we stop at usually on the way back? It's that like hotel or motel that's like built into the hill.
I don't ever want to stay there again.
No,
but that
what area, is that name? What's the name of that place? Sonora or something?
I don't know. That was really weird last time.
It wasn't, no, we stayed there a bunch of times.
We did, but the last time we stayed there was just a little strange.
It was? I don't remember.
Yeah, just the people that were there when we checked. It was dirty. Like,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just a little odd. I've stayed there at least 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. But like you said, getting as close, because last year we left it like, we said 2, we left at 3.
Yeah, we stopped and we got
all the way to Katy.
Yeah. If we can get to Katy.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, because like Katy is what, like an hour and a half away?
Yeah.
Something like that. But it was definitely nice getting there on Thursday.
And we get to go to Bucky's.
Oh, dude. I'm stoked for that. I am stoked for that.
This is the last time that we go to LST.
Have you? Well,
this is the last time that we go to LST
uh-huh.
without a Bucky's in Arizona.
So is it pretty close to being done? That's what I was going to ask.
But It will be done by the next LST.
Oh, you think so?
It will be, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it'll be done at the end of this year or beginning of next year. But next year when we go to LST, the first Buc-ee's we stop at will be 30 minutes away.
Yeah. Well, because it's in Goodyear, right?
Yeah.
But we don't...
We go through it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, like, we go down that way.
Go to the 303, mm-hmm. go to the 10, and it's, like, three it's exits right there. Up.
Oh, wow. Have you driven past it at all?
Oh, yeah. I drive past it two or three times right. a week.
Yeah, because that's where you're going.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Just a big dirt field with tractors.
Oh, so it's... Holes. Okay.
So, yeah, they're definitely... It's going to come quick. It's going to be weird to go from not a Buc-ee's ever near us, and mm-hmm. this whole Buc-ee's thing we've been doing for
10 years
now, mm-hmm. to... Having a Buc-ee's 30 minutes from my
house. Yeah, it is. It does take away some of the Buc-ee's, mystique.
Even from you, it's 5 hours. Mm-hmm. That's close enough just to take a trip to Buc-ee's. Like, if there was a Buc-ee's in Vegas, mm-hmm. I'd just go to Vegas to Buc-ee's to make a trip.
I honestly think there will be Buc-ee's in Vegas. I think they're going to build them in California. You and I had different opinions about that. I think it's going to be near Indio. I think it's going to be off the 5.
I don't know. I think it could be in both locations. I don't know where the first one is.
Oh, that's true. I honestly think the first one, because the thing that they like to do is they like to have them like 150 miles apart. Because like once we get to like San Antonio or Lulling, it's all like all of a sudden it's like every 150 miles there's one. So yeah. I'm guessing Indio, because it makes sense, because like that's where the entire, you know, if you're going to the West Coast for a vacation, you're going to probably go out the 10. You know, if you're from, you know.
Or the 8 to San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true too. I don't know.
Yeah, Indio makes sense, mm-hmm. but I just think the Grapevine makes sense too.
That makes total sense.
You know, mm-hmm. so because if you're going to Northern California, 90% of people, anyways.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Yeah, there's gonna be Buc-ee's everywhere.
There's gonna be Buc-ee's, and I'm gonna ruin my diet. I already ruined my diet today because I've been eating those stupid Harry Potter kisses. Like I can't stop butterscotch. I'm like,
that's it.
Yeah,
you're like, that's a wrap.
I know, and I've been doing so good. So I got to make food because I'm gonna take. Food with me,
yeah,
because I'm gonna do good up until we get to Buc-ee's.
That's all. Yeah, so once we get to Buc-ee's, it's two brisket sandwiches,
just a cool 3,000 calories. Yeah,
you think two of those is 3,000 calories?
Those are probably 900 to 1,200 calories a piece.
Really?
I think so.
Wow, dang! And I'm just like,
they're
too easy to eat, but.
Yeah, what else?
I don't know. We don't have to go. We're at 52. That's close enough.
We're almost there. The new drop shirt's going to be on the website. I'm going to have the new Panda shirt, mm-hmm. which I got to make. I got to, yeah.
Mine, when this episode comes out, mine won't be on the website because I forgot to do that. But it will be on my website soon, the new Invader shirt. I'm stoked to get that one out there. I have banners. I got banners. I got shirts. I got sweaters. Yeah, I like that design. Supposed to have some stickers, Doug. Didn't make them. It's okay. I hit him up on like Thursday and said, hey, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. This is our also the first show that we've set up the booth since Dino's. Mm-hmm. Well, that I've set up since Dino's. When was the last time you set your Easy up? Was it LA?
No, we didn't. Remember, we were indoors. It was Ozarks.
Oh, yeah.
And so October.
Yeah, so we got to knock the dust off a little bit. Literally.
Yeah, that one was dusty. Yeah, that's going to be interesting opening that thing up. It's going to...
It's just going to be mud from the rain.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, this is the first one of the year. We're getting rolling after this, and we got Reunion and Forbidden and Mini Nats and C10s at the Rocks. What's it called?
C10s, the Red Rocks.
C10s at the Red Rocks. Yeah, so that's going
to
be cool. Hopefully
we'll be driving the OBS to that.
Yeah, that was the plan, huh?
We'll see.
That'd be dope.
Panda was like, we could probably get that one done before this one.
We should talk Eric. Well, I don't know if that's a little too close, but do you think we should talk Eric and taking the 91 out to Mini Nats?
He won't.
Oh, come on, Eric.
I mean, he would, but it's just a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, yeah. And it's going to be really close.
Maybe 2026, we'll take the Tacoma. Uh-huh. We'll take that one. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll take something.
A lot of people were like, "Are you taking it to Mini Nats?" And I'm like, "No, because it's I don't want to take it. I'm not gonna be able to take it to Mini Nats every single year. Mm-hmm. So the year that I want to take it, I don't want to take it this way, and then mm-hmm. next year take it, and now it's done. I want to take it when it's pretty much done.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Either way, it'll be cool.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and driving it around just around the neighborhood, my right leg, I'm just like, oh, man. I can just picture sitting in that traffic of mini nats. I'll be like, nope.
Which is, that's a different conversation because we also have to, we were kind of discussing on what we're going to do for reunion, and you had suggested just drive the 4Runner. And I was like, well, I could, but it's a little uncomfortable.
It's an automatic.
It's got heat and AC.
You could lean the seat back.
It doesn't have cruise control. My knee hurts sometimes. And I got to press the gas, and it's not, and the accelerator's like a little hard in it.
See, this, here's the thing, right? If the accelerator's hard in it, make it, figure out why.
Yeah.
Fix it.
I will.
Instead of just putting it in the garage and going, nah.
It's just when I shut the door, I just like it disappears from the world.
Yeah.
It just turns into fairy dust.
I will, if something comes in the mail that I need to put on one of the trucks, it comes in the mail and I will go put it on the truck.
That's the mentality I don't have right now.
Yeah.
I don't have right now. The door handle broke on the Camry and it took me like 2 months to get that thing on.
Oh yeah. I would have been out there that day. I don't know when that started for me because I was not always like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when it started.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what's going to make this Tacoma better.
Yeah,
is that mentality. Yeah. It's going to make it really, really nice.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't want.
And then whoever ends up with it after you get sick of it. How many people have hit you up about like, hey man, how much you want for it?
No, nobody.
No, not yet.
Nobody. Just hit me up about what kind of exhaust is it? Are you taking it to mini nats? How happy are you? I wish the funniest one is when they're like, oh, I wish I would have been there to see the smile on your face.
That's,
and
I'm yeah.
like, but I did. I like mm-hmm. didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Carl said I did when we pulled it off the trailer and I told him to hop in and I drove it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, I could see where you were.
I could tell. I could see it too.
You know what I'm more excited about though? Mm-hmm. That it works.
That's it. Yeah. You know, also another thing is it's not like you. Here's another interesting thing about it is you've been so involved, even though you haven't like turned the wrenches yourself, you've been so involved in this build process that there's really, it sort of just has, it's like, for anybody else, it's surprising because they just see a video and all of a sudden it's running, you know, but for you, it's a slow, slow progression, you know, so you're already kind of getting used to it.
That and just seeking out the right people to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting till I'm not bugging Tanner about it because I know he's busy and his schedule is like all over the place and he's mm-hmm. all over the place, but I'm just like, I'm ready when you're ready. And then there was a gap in there and I'm like getting antsy because I want to make these videos, I want to mm-hmm. do this, but then just like almost like curating it and just making the right decisions
mm-hmm.
of who and where to take it.
Oh, a plan. That's what we've always been saying. Yeah. A plan.
Yeah.
You had a plan, you stuck to it,
yep.
and you executed it.
Yeah.
And now you have a running, driving truck
like,
again.
I could sit in there and I could reach in there, turn the key, and it just starts
running. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, super cool. Right on. Well, I'm looking forward to the progression. But anyway.
I don't know.
We'll see you next week.
We're not going to go to 60. We're not going to go to 60 minutes. We got 2 minutes left.
We got 2 minutes left.
You know what? Kenny had a question on the drop. Instagram.
Oh, he did?
And I did.
Which Kenny?
Faring.
Oh, Kenny Faring. Oh,
yeah. I didn't open the question because I wanted to read it on the on here.
Oh, okay.
I just saw the part where it said, I have a question, and I didn't go from
there. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Oops, that's the wrong one. All right.
Dead air.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right.
You threw this at me.
I know.
I don't... Hold on, sorry. You know what's so confusing is this primary and general.
Yeah, and it's weird. When you open it on your phone, I think it's different than when I open it on my phone.
I think so too. Because I don't see it.
Let me see. See, watch when I go on.
If you could pull it up.
Yeah. So when I go on my Instagram.
Okay, I got it. this doesn't help us today.
Oh, no?
I have a question for your guest next week.
Oh,
sorry.
What was the question?
If you could change one thing on the other's truck, what would it be? Oh, that is a good, that's a really good question, Kenny.
Wait, what did it say?
So he's saying like, if you could change one, so if Georgia can change one thing on Jaime's truck and Jaime can change one thing on Georgia's truck,
what would it be? Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Georgia would take Jaime's bed off and Jaime would put his bed on her truck.
Yep. That's exactly what it would be. Yep. Yeah, no. That's a good one.
Yeah. Also, was that podcast the longest one we've done?
No, that's what some people said, but Oliver's was over 3 hours.
Oliver's was over 3 hours?
Yeah, and the reason we figured it out is because the Pocket only does 3 hours, but we were still recording on the Sony at that point. Yeah. We weren't using the Pocket.
Yeah.
So that's why it went extra long, or able to go extra long. So,
we'll have to get a bigger memory card for the Pocket.
Yep. But yeah, no, Oliver is still reigns
supreme
in the length. There's no other. Ryan De Hawaiian accidentally called us.
Oh yeah,
that's fine. We were gonna answer anyway.
Yeah, especially Frank.
Oh yeah.
If you call me on Facebook Messenger, mm-hmm. I'm never answering.
Yeah, me neither.
If you call me on Instagram Messenger, I'm never answering.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Not that I hate you, but I hate Facebook Messenger phone calls. And I don't know what it is.
I know. It's I'm the same way. And some people have recently tried to call me on that because I think they don't have my real number. But I'm looking at it.
I'll give you my real number. But don't call me.
I was kidding.
Text me.
Yeah.
Do not call me because I don't know how long we're going to talk. Mm-hmm. And I just need to know what you want to say. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk, that's fine, but I have to do it when I'm ready to do
it. You got to do it on your time.
Yeah.
I won't do any of that stuff. Just text me. Just 100%. Like if you want.
Or message me. Yeah.
If you want a quick, concise answer, just either Instagram, Facebook, or text message
me. Yeah. Send me pictures.
If you call me, I'm going to go like this. I love that photo of SpongeBob where it's he's looking down. That's me. That's always me. Yeah.
I answer the phone for Tanner because he does not text.
Oh, he's
an old school caller. He will call. And Eric.
Yeah.
And Joey.
I love all those guys, but.
You will not answer Joey's phone call?
No, sorry.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it an anxiety of what you're going to talk about?
I don't know, man. I honestly don't know. My sister actually. Well, I was hanging out with my sister one time and she kind of put it pretty precisely. I'm an introvert. Like you wouldn't think that. Like you think since we do podcasts and make videos and do all of this stuff.
Is that your projection to being an introvert, right? Or you're like your cover?
But no, what we figured out is because my sister's the same way is we overexert to make up for the fact that we are inherently introverts. Yeah. Like I honestly don't want to talk to anybody, but... Just kidding. I like talking to people, especially when they come up to the booth and chop it up. I really, really do.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know. I don't know. It just kind of, when my sister said that, I was like, oh yeah, that does make sense about me. Because like I'll talk to anybody all the time, anywhere. But I think deep down inside, I'm like, I don't know. I'm a riddle wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a.
Aren't we all?
Snickers.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
All right, well, I'm hungry.
Oh, we made it. All right.
102. All right, we'll talk about LST on the next one.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
And are you going to come out early for the reunion? Are you coming out that Friday? Because I was going to say, if you came out Thursday, we could do a couple guest episodes.
I think we did say that before, and I think that is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Plus, it'll give me some time to break down the Forerunner.
Yeah. To make an excuse about
I'm gonna say it. I'm like yeah I'm gonna totally bring the Forerunner and I pull up in the Tundra and be like what
taking the fucking Tacoma to the thing well either way we'll have a mini truck in our booth
all right. We'll see you guys next week
bye.